堂听 class.com。听力课堂听 class.com。
在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
大家好，我是蒋建堂，欢迎又来到英语教室。本节目部分内容节选自空中英语杂志的 Let's Talk in English， 谢谢你的收听。 Today's lesson is called His New Place， 他的新地方。这个他是指 Nate， Nate 开了一家新的体育用品店，到底会有什么发生呢？好，马上展开我们的节目。 Let's begin today's programWith today's keywords, 关键词
decorate,
装饰布置
decorate, let's decorate the house for mom's birthday.
Our next keyword is grass,
草
grass. This park has nice grass. It is very green.
Rabbit,
兔子
Rabbit. Rabbits eat grass.
Sign.
招牌，标志牌。
Sign. What does that sign say? I'm looking for First Street.
Umbrella.
雨伞。
Umbrella. Use the umbrella so you don't get wet.
Rain.
雨。
Rain.Bring an umbrella. There's a lot of rain today.
完成关键词 today's keywords 后，马上进入我们的课文。第一部分 ，read it.
Read it.
Nate is at the corner market. It is a sports store now. The store's new name is Nate's Place.Today is the grand opening. Nate is decorating the store for spring. Cindy comes in. She looks around the store. She picks up some flowers. She moves them. Cindy picks up some fake grass. She moves it too. Nate is not happy.
这里就描述了 Nate 的那个新店。 Nate 正在这个叫 Corner Market 那里，那里开了一家新的体育用品店。那个新店的名字就叫做 Nate's Place。 今天是隆重开张的日子，因为春天即将到来， Nate 正在为这个春天正在做布置。接着就说到 Cindy， Cindy 走进来了。 Cindy 就在这个店里面逛了一下，然后就拿起了一些花，怎么呢，还把它移动了，还拿起了一些假的草，也把这些草都搬动了。 Nate 看见了当然就不太高兴了。 Read it 就描述了这个情景，回去看当中的句子。好了，首先去听一下这个店到底是一个什么店。
It is a sports store now.
哦，现在是一个 sports store。这个 sports 是用了复数 store， sports store。 由于啊前面这个单词 sport 后面是以 s 结尾，后面接着那个单词 store 又是以 s 开头，所以两个音就可以只发一个就够了，只发一个 s 的音就已经足够了， sports store。 例如我们说的玩具店就是 a toy store， 还有什么便利店A convenience store， 这个 convenience 接着一个 store， 两个 s 的音只发一个就够了， convenience store， a convenience store， 便利店。今天呢是什么日子呢？听一下。
Today is the grand opening.
哦， today is the grand opening. Grand 盛大的，在这里啊表示隆重。这个 opening用在这个商店那里啊，就表示什么开幕、开张、隆重开张。 Today is the grand opening. 今天是隆重开幕的日子，隆重开张的日子。接着啊，就说到这个 Nate 正在为春天做什么呢？听一下。
Nate is decorating the store for spring.
哦，原来他在为春天怎么 decorating for spring. Nate is decorating the store for spring. Decorate 就表示装饰，在这里啊可以理解为布置，因为这个 Nate 通过一些摆设来迎接春天。好，听一下今天的 keyword decorate 英语是怎么解释。Decorate.
Now, when you decorate a place, you do something to make it look good or look special. Maybe you put new things in it, like many flowers, or maybe you move something around, like the furniture, to make it look different.
没错了，就是本来一般的东西怎么看起来 look good, 看起来比较好。Look better, 看起来比较怎么更好看，或者说 look special, 看起来特别。又例如 I'm decorating my house for my mom's birthday, 我正在为我妈妈那个生日做点布置，把房子布置的与平时的日子很不同。 I'm decorating my house for my mom's birthday, for my mom's birthday.接着就说一下这个辛迪，这个辛迪走进这个商店之后呢，他到处看看，他不但就挪动了这些花朵，他还移动了什么东西？听一下。
Cindy picks up some fake grass. She moves it too.
Cindy picks up some fake grass. 这个 grass 就是草，前面有个 fake 是指假的，不是真的。可能这是 fake grass, 就是指一些人造的一种假草，可能是用塑料啊或者别的材料做出来的。Grass 草是我们今天的 keyword, 听一下英语怎么解释 grass。
Grass. Now grass is a type of plant, it's green and it grows out of the ground. Now when it dies, it turns the color brown.
But when grass is alive, it's a beautiful green.You might see some grass outside of people's homes.
没错了，草死的时候呢，就是变成brown 棕褐色的。有生命力的时候，就是 green 绿色的。回到刚才那里，这个 fake grass 就是指假草。Fake 就是指假的、冒充的。例如 a fake policeman, 一个什么伪装的、一个冒充出来的警察。这个 fake 也可以表示什么假冒的那个产品，例如你买了一幅名画回来，哎，经过专家一鉴定，哦，原来 it's a fake 是硬品，是假的，你买了一个假货， that's a fake。 这个 fake 也可以做动词，例如 fake a phone call, 什么意思呢？意思就是指啊，别人没有打电话给你，是你自己正在假装你有一个电话进来。例如啊，有些场合就不太想待在这里，就 fake a call, 假装有一个电话进来，然后就借这个听电话为理由就离开这个现场。所以 fake a call 就表示什么？假装有电话。嗯哼，好了，接着我们去听下一段的 conversation。
Conversation A.
Cindy, what are you doing?
I'm helping you.
But I don't need help.
Everyone says that. Your spring decorations are very nice.
Thank you, but...
These bunnies are cute.
They're rabbits.
Same thing.
Cindy, did you see the new sign outside?
Sure, it's nice. It says, Nate's Place.
That's right. Nate's Place, not Cindy's Place.
这个对话由 Nate 和 Cindy 进行，非常有趣。一开始这个 Nate 就问 Cindy 在干嘛， Cindy 说我帮你啊，哎 Nate 就说我不需要啊。这个时候 Cindy 说哇，为什么大家都这样说的，大家都说不需要我帮忙的。 Cindy 还夸这个 Nate 啊，你这个布置啊，那些装饰物都非常漂亮，这是兔子还真漂亮，真可爱。不过这个 Cindy 啊，用了小孩子的话来形容这是兔子。 Nate 还很婉转地问这个 Cindy 有没有看到外面的那个招牌啊。 Cindy 说看到啊，好漂亮啊，上面写着 Nate's place， 就是说 Nate 的那个地方。这个时候 Nate 就说到了，没错了，就是 Nate's place， not Cindy's place。 意思就是说没错了，招牌写的就是我的地方，不是你的地方。意思就是说这个 Cindy 啊，动来动去不分宾主。好了，内容就是那么简单，回去看当中的句子。好了，回去一跳就跳到这个 Cindy 夸这个 Nate 那些装饰物比较漂亮，听一下这句话。
Your spring decorations are very nice.
Your spring decorations are very nice. 在上一段当中我们才学了decorate 装饰布置，这里就有了一个 decorations， 这个 decoration 是这个 decorate 的那个名词形式，但是在这里啊，这个 decoration 是指这些装饰物。 spring decorations 就是在春季或者说迎接 春季所使用的那些装饰物。接着这个 Cindy 还说到了那些兔子，哎，我们听一下他的那句话和 Nate 的那个回答。
These bunnies are cute.
They're rabbits.
Cindy 说 These bunnies are cute. 这是小兔子，很可爱的。 Bunny 小兔子，其实啊，这个 bunny 就是说那些小兔子，也是小孩子说的那种兔子。一般啊，小孩子才会把兔子说成了 bunny， 大人呢一般不会这样说。所以啊，这种小孩子说的话就正好 Nate 就觉得很不好听，好像说我的布置都是很幼稚一样。所以啊，这个 Nate 就补充了一句 They are rabbits， 这才是兔子。他都用了一句什么大人说的兔子 rabbit， 不是 bunny， bunny 是小孩子的那种兔子。 rabbit 兔子是我们今天的 keyword， 听一下英语怎么描述这个 rabbit。
rabbit，A rabbit is an animal. A rabbit has long ears and strong legs. Rabbits like to jump around.
没错了，兔子啊是有一对长长的耳朵，而且很喜欢到处跳来跳去。好了，接着这个 Nate 就问 Cindy 到底有没有看到外面的那个招牌，听一下他问的那句话。
Cindy, did you see the new sign outside?
Cindy, did you see the new sign outside? 你看到外边的那个招牌吗？这个 sign, S-I-G-N, sign 是招牌。听一下英语怎么解释今天的 keyword sign。
Sign, sign. Now a sign is usually a big board with some words on it.You can see a sign in front of a store. You can also see signs inside the store.
没错了，这个 sign 就是指什么？一块板，上面写着字，其实也有可能是符号，好像商店面前挂的那个板子，上面就写着这个商店的名称等等，这些就是 sign。还有呢，在公路上面看到了一些牌，上面就写着什么什么地方，或者写着一些警告语等等。这些都是 sign， 这个 sign 也可以做动词。 sign 做动词啊，表示签名，例如 He signed his name on the check， 他在这支票上面签了他的名字。 He signed his name on the check。 好，接着去听最后一段的对话。
Conversation B。
You really...Don't want my help.
No.
But don't you like this new display?
No.
Josie! Why do you have an umbrella? Today is sunny.
I know. I have an umbrella so there is no rain.
I don't understand.
Some days I don't have my umbrella, then the rain comes. Today, I have my umbrella, so there is no rain.
You're funny.
Hey, Nate. Nice display.
上一段呢，这个 Nate 就间接的警告了这个 Cindy 不要动手动脚，这是他的地方，不是 Cindy 的地方。在这个对话， Cindy 就问了，你是不是真的不想我帮忙呢？没错， Nate 真的不想他帮忙。 Cindy 还问，那到底喜不喜欢 Cindy 刚才搞的那个摆设呢？ No， Nate 也不喜欢他的那个摆设。说着说着就 Josie 就来了，这个时候 Cindy 过去问他，为什么你拿着雨伞啊？今天很明媚啊，天气很好啊，很晴朗啊。 Josie 的回答比较滑稽，他说，因为我拿了雨伞，所以他才天晴。Cindy 就听不懂， Josie 就说到了， Josie 说啊，他有时候带了雨伞、哦、他有时候没带雨伞雨就来了，今天他带了雨伞所以雨就不来了、看来 Josie 也挺搞笑的。好，回去看当中的一些句子。在对话一开始啊，这个 Nate 就说他不喜欢不需要、不想这个 Cindy 再帮忙。接着 Cindy 就问他，喜不喜欢这个 Cindy 刚才搞的那个摆设。
But don't you like this new display?
Don't you like this new display? 这个 display 就是刚才啊，这个 Cindy 搞来搞去搞出来一个新的那个 display， 一个摆设。在这里啊，这个 display 就是一个摆设，因为这个 Cindy 之前又搞人家的花，又搞人家的草，搞的那个位置都变了，就搞出一个 new display， 新摆设出来。好了，接着就出现了 Josie 到底拿着一个什么东西呢？
Why do you have an umbrella?
从 Cindy 的那个问句当中就知道了，为什么你拿着一把雨伞啊？没错， Josie 就是拿着一个 umbrella 雨伞。雨伞 umbrella 是我们今天的 keyword， 听一下英语怎么描述雨伞。
umbrella。Now an umbrella is very useful and it's convenient. It's something you can take with you wherever you go, and if it rains, you open it up and it's over you so the rain doesn't hit you.
An umbrella can protect you from the rain. Now some people also use umbrellas to protect themselves from the sun.
没错了，那是雨伞啊，能够什么 protect ourselves from the rain，能够为我们避雨，也可以挡太阳光。夏天的时候太阳非常猛烈，也有人用 umbrella。 我们也可以用雨伞来造句，例如外面就要下雨哦，看上去好像准备有雨哦。 Don't forget to take an umbrella with you， 不要忘记带一把雨伞出去哦。刚才 Cindy 才问这个 Josie 为什么带着雨伞，周西的答案非常滑稽，听一下。
I have an umbrella, so there is no rain.
I have an umbrella, 我有一把雨伞 ，so 所以才怎么 ？There is no rain, 没有雨才没有雨，因为他有雨伞才没有雨。无论他的答案符不符合逻辑，先去听一下英语怎么解释我们的 keyword rain 雨。
Rain. Now rain is just water that falls out of the sky. Rain is very important. It helps plants grow and gives us water to drink.
没错了，从天上面掉下来的那些水啊，就是雨，可以滋润我们的植物，为我们提供降水等等等等。这个雨啊，有大有小，可以用 heavy 重和 light 轻来形容雨的大小。例如 Today will have heavy rain， 今天将会有大雨。也可以把这个 heavy rain 改成 light， light rain 就是小雨 Today we'll have light rain 好接着我们去听 word power
It's time for word power. This week we're talking about flowers Spring is here And flowers are growing everywhere In spring we always see tulips growing Tulips are very pretty They come in many colors And they look like a cup Tulip
郁金香
Tulip Easter lilies also grow in the spring These beautiful flowers are white They can grow to be 1 meter tall Easter lilies are a symbol of Easter Easter lily
复活节百合花
Easter lilyAnother tall flower is the sunflower. Sunflowers are yellow with a black center. Many people like to eat sunflower seeds as a snack. Sunflower.
向日葵
Sunflower. The daisy is one of my favorite flowers. Daisies come in many different colors, but they always haveA yellow center. Daisies often grow in grassy fields. Daisy.
雏菊
Daisy. Roses are beautiful flowers. They also come in different colors. You can see red, pink, white, yellow, orange, and even blue roses. My favorite color is peach. What about you?Rose
玫瑰
Rose Flowers are beautiful. Remember all these words when you talk about flowers and you'll have word power.
好接着我们把课文的所有内容从头到尾再听一遍。
Nate is at the corner market. It is a sports store now. The store's new name is Nate's Place. Today is the grand opening. Nate is decorating the store for spring. Cindy comes in. She looks around the store. She picks up some flowers. She moves them.Cindy picks up some fake grass. She moves it too. Nate is not happy.
Cindy, what are you doing?
I'm helping you.
But I don't need help.
Everyone says that. Your spring decorations are very nice.
Thank you, but...
These bunnies are cute!
They're rabbits.
Same thing.
Cindy, did you see the new sign outside?
Sure. It's nice. It says, Nate's Place.
That's right. Nate's Place, not Cindy's Place.
You really don't want my help?
No.
But don't you like this new display?
No.
Josie! Why do you have an umbrella? Today is sunny.
I know. I have an umbrella so there is no rain.
I don't understand.
Some days I don't have my umbrella. Then the rain comes. Today, I have my umbrella.So there is no rain.
You're funny.
Hey, Nate. Nice display.
好，接着是节目的最后一个环节，每天一句。今天的句子是 It's a beautiful day. 天气真好。It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
No, it's not.
Of course it is. It's a beautiful day.
But it's raining. How can you say it's a beautiful day?
Because it's Saturday, and Saturdays are always beautiful days.
Why?
Because we don't have to go to school on Saturdays.
It's a beautiful day. 天气真好。It's a beautiful day. With that, we have come to the end of today's program. See you next time. Goodbye, everyone. Remember, learning English can be fun.